720 WGN. It is Dane here with you, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. And we can't see it from here because it's kind of underground. It's underneath the train station. But I cannot believe the passage of time, 10 years for the Chicago French Market. And at the time, it was one of those kind of groundbreaking things. People didn't necessarily know what it was going to be or how it was going to work. It was something new, something exciting. So exciting, in fact, that that I was. And when Dave gets back here, he'll share his thoughts as well. But I was at the, I don't know if you'd call it a groundbreaking, but the like the grand opening for it. And Mayor Daley was there. Bill Curtis was there, along with a lot of the other vendors. And we're going to get a little bit of that kind of perspective as well. Somebody who's been there through so much of it, leading it from its inception to so many different kind of cool things that have gone on, maybe some challenges, and certainly a lot of triumphs as well as we get into to year 10. It's Leslie Cahill, one of the driving forces. Leslie, welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dane. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for, I don't want to say thanks for being had, because that sounds, that's a sounds negative.
Right.
But it's,
hey,
but,
and happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you guys. And as you guys celebrate, and I know we're going to talk, we have in studio, we've got Mary Aragone from Saigon Sixers, one of the OGs, I guess you would say, of Chicago French Market, one of those kind of original places that not only serves, you know, so many great customers and fans, but also flourished, right, and had multiple locations as well. So, Mary, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
And then Dave Hammond is here as well. You know, Dave, I'm sure you probably, he was there at the at that kind of inception, that celebration, yeah, initially as well. So, Leslie, talk about it. Can you, number one, can you believe it's been 10 years? And then talk a little bit about kind of how it all started and kind of where we are today.
Sure, yeah. I cannot believe it's been 10 years. Just a blink of an eye ago, we were celebrating 5 years. And at that point in time, it was a pretty uncrowded field for food halls in Chicago. But apparently we had a really hot idea because they're popping up on every corner. But we're really proud to say that we're not just surviving, we're thriving at 10 years. And I'm very happy Mary's with you tonight. She is an original vendor at Chicago French Market, and she's in a select group of really fantastic businesses that have stayed with us through everything that we've been through. And, you know, over the years, we've evolved. We started off as not a full house, and we're a pretty full house right now. We keep having new vendors onboarding. Right now, we have about 28 different vendors in the market. We still have the market concept going on, so you can buy artisan gifts on the concourse at Marché de Noël. And this week, we had a big celebration all week long for a 10th anniversary for the public. And those of you that are interested in joining in on the fun and possibly winning a trip for two to Paris, you need to go on to our website, ChicagoFrenchMarket.com/Paris10, and you can enter to win a trip for two. Tomorrow is the last day you can make that entry. Tomorrow's also a big day at the market because we have Jingle Fest going on. This is a tradition at the market where we love to have families come in. We have Santa Claus, free pictures with Santa,
yeah,
little toys given away to the kids, and also a balloon twister at the market.
Now, I know that.
So, lots going on.
If you look at kind of some of the different things around the world, you know, Santa is one of those guys that sort of exists in different incarnations. We've got our traditional kind of Santa guy, you know, that's sort of the American. Is it sort of a French Santa that is there tomorrow? Is it the kind of traditional regular Santa that we would know and love around the city and suburbs?
Père Noël, right?
Right. It is a traditional Santa. And, you know, we're Chicago French Market because the parent company is a French company. And the market is it invokes what you would feel if you were in a European market with multiple vendors, which is a very unique concept that is catching on here in America, of course. But when you come to the market, you're going to get food from around the world. So when you come to Chicago French Market, don't think of just French food. We do have the French lunchbox and Vinny patisserie, but it's an American Santa, and we have we actually have every continent in the world represented except for Australia and Antarctica at the market, so you can really get anything there.
Well, here's the other side of it, too, is as much as just the concept of the food hall was something where I think you could kind of put yourself in that category of pioneer, you've seen some different purveyors, some different restaurants, some different concepts come through, like the Poke was the first one. I remember interviewing them when the Aloha Poke, when they first came in, there was the first time that that had been in Chicago. I know that even, you know, for whether it's some of the great chefs and some of our acclaimed culinary personalities, like Steph Izard with her bread, the artisan bread that she had with like the girl, that was what happening right there at Chicago French Market. So there's been not only just as the kind of the first food hall, but there's been kind of the first steps into different areas of food that have happened right there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, think about where the West Loop was 10 years ago and what a really hot culinary scene is going on in that direction. We kind of think of ourselves as the gateway to all of that, and we are like the great place to stop off during the day. The French Market closes during the week at 7:30 p.m., but if you want to come in and try some really fun food and maybe have some beer and wine and enjoy some music during the week, you come on down there and you know, enjoy great food, original chefs from Chicago. And then step out into the night.
Hi, this is David Hammond. I have a question for you. I was at the market the day it opened, or a little bit before it opened. I interviewed Mary and some others there. And some of those people I interviewed are still there to this day. Others are not. And I know people have come and gone over the years, like Pastoral, the cheese guys, mm-hmm. who I have just such tremendous respect for. And I think, like a lot of Chicagoans, I was kind of shocked to hear they were closing all their outlets, including the one at the French Market, I'm assuming. What does it take to the people that have, who are some of the people who have lasted throughout the whole 10-year period, and what do you think has given them such longevity? What's the secret of their staying power?
Well, golly, how can I tell you the secret of their staying power? First off, I can tell you that we have a number of vendors that are original at the market. We have City Fresh Market. They also have a location up on Devon, and they're a full-service grocery. They have some very international products as well as staples, you know, that everybody would enjoy. Mm-hmm. There's Vanille Patisserie. They have a couple of locations in Chicago as well outside of the market. We have Mary, of course, with Saigon Sisters. Mm-hmm. There's the Freak Coton with the Belgian fries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're still there. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're still there mm-hmm. for sure. We have Buen Appetito, our Mexican restaurant, original vendor. We have K Kitchen, which is a Korean concept, original vendor. We have Les Fleurs. Our florist has been there from the beginning. Flip Crepe has been there from the beginning. And also Loop Juice, our juice bar. And then Raw, Chicago Raw, started out at the French Market. And now they have a commercial kitchen, and they distribute their raw products through the Whole Foods and other outlets in the city. And they have another storefront, too. So we have some really strong survivors. Everybody we work with is a small business, and I think there's that special balance between understanding how to get that great food out to the customer, balancing your business, and making it all happen. And I don't know, you might know better than I how long restaurants last in Chicago typically. So the fact that we have so many of our vendors that are there mm-hmm. for... Right, well, and 10 years is great. And, you know, these guys are doing great. And some people roll out of the market or go out of business for many different reasons. It was a great loss with Pastoral. Mm-hmm. And but I will tell you, stay tuned. I promise you within about 3 months, you're going to see something really great and similar coming back to the market. So wait for that news.
From the Pastoral guys, Greg and Ken?
I can't
you
really.
You can't say.
She's got the whole, she can't divulge it.
At this moment.
She's got to keep it close to the vest.
That's a good tease.
There's
some really exciting opportunities that are developing, and we'll know more maybe in 6 weeks. We'll have some kind of an announcement, but you'll see something coming up really great in about 3 months.
You bring up a really interesting point, too, that the French Market has functioned as an incubator for businesses that need to get their footing before they go out on their own. I believe that happened, Mary, with the Saigon Sisters. You started at the market, and then you opened a brick and mortar.
Yes, definitely. I think it's really great for testing out the market without spending astronomical money in brick and mortar build out. So I have helped a couple people to open there where they're like, you know, I want to see if my concept's going to work downtown.
Yeah.
And it's a great place to start. And one of them is my friend who owns the Ethiopian restaurant Demira in Uptown. So she just opened there about a year ago to see if this food is you know, a right fit for the fast casual lunch crowd. So
it's great too, because and you mentioned there is a pedigree there. You have seen, you know, established names and great, like you said, longevity at some of the places. It is a perfect place to go, Hendra. You're going to get some attention. You're going to get to understand whether, you know, how this is going to work and how it's going to be received. And Leslie, you brought up, you know, when you mentioned some of those, what I was and have always been impressed about is just the diversity. You know, you mentioned it's, even though it says French market, it's not necessarily just all about French stuff, but you've got everything from, like you said, raw to the Belgian to the Saigon Sisters. To it really does cover the entire spectrum. So before we let you go, Leslie, and we're going to let you get back to your holiday party and appreciate you jumping on, but give the information one more time how people can go there and see the very traditional Santa, get their pictures taken, and all the cool stuff that's happening tomorrow at the market.
Sure thing. Okay, Chicago French Market, we're located at 131 North Clinton. Jingle Fest goes 11 and 2 p.m. tomorrow. The market will be open from 8 a.m. until 5:30. You can come in all day long, and you can enter our contest to win a trip or two to Paris and many other prizes donated from the vendors. We have entry boxes at the market. If you can't make it in, you can go online to chicagofrenchmarket.com/Paris10 and place your entry there. I should tell everybody, too, all the way through Christmas Eve, we have a gifting market on the commuter concourse that the French Market opens on to. The address for that is 117 North Clinton. If you're a commuter out of the Ogilvie Transportation Center, we're on the lower commuter concourse. You can get some great gifts there tomorrow. We're rocking and rolling this week. Get in there tomorrow. Get online. Enter this contest. Come see Santa. Come see us at Chicago French Market.
It's great. All right. Thanks, Leslie. Appreciate everything that you do. And congratulations on 10 years. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye, everybody. Bye, Mary.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk at length with Mary Aragone about Saigon Sisters, the food that they have. It is there. And I think the 10 years is a testament to what they're doing, the fans that they have. And we're going to talk with her when we come back. Dave Hammond is with us as well. So keep it here. It's Dane here on 720 WGN.